The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I thought the scenery was ready, but now I'm not sure.
If you're not sure, how am I supposed to light it?
Yeah, and what am I going to tell my guys?
Are you guys ready yet?
The director is here.
Hi, Daisy.
Director's here, everybody.
Okay, guys, let's get cracking. We had 10 seconds till showtime, okay?
Okay.
And place, everybody got that?
Okay.
Ready, Joey?
Ready, JD?
Let's do it! Ready, Cheryl?
As always, JD!
Okay, and roll sound and video and cue notes!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to part two of our Children's Palace. Yeah, we couldn't do that to you. We could not do a 3.5 hour episode of Knowing Is Half the Podcast. We're just not as cruel as that.
I could have done that. To you.
We're doing it to ourselves.
It's yeah.
True. And you might recognize that is not TV's Jean Ippolito. That is once again TV's Eileen Mary Mays O'Connell.
Hello, America's Stepmom here.
America's Stepmom.
Yeah, you got my title wrong, and that's fine.
And of course, somebody else is here too.
I ain't gonna introduce myself. You
it's
won't.
My dog!
You know, I say every episode could be somebody's first episode, and I just pray that this episode of second part two of Children's Palace is not someone's first episode.
I hope it is. I hope it's like my first. I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but my first episode of Buffy was like a very weird. Like, I wish Buffy had never come to Sunnydale sort of one. And it was like, I was like, what is the show?
I like that.
And then none of the other episodes matched it.
Well, when last we left, Robo T was about to
disregard
to rap again. No, I'm moving forward. This is Eileen. You well know by now, this is going to be a slog. So we just got to dive into it.
I'm committed.
Robo T is rapping. Let's hear it.
Just so you know, I played it and you talked over me in the last episode. So now I have to go back and delete that.
No, you don't.
And then put it up again here.
You absolutely do not. If I know anything about the production values of this show, that is staying.
What was that?
Must have been Ted getting his kicks on his huffy. Sonic 6.
All right, that was it. Yeah,
that was it. You made me go back.
Huffy yeah. Bikes, the Sonic 6, not related to Sonic the Hedgehog. He's not a thing yet. Not for another year or two. Sonic 6, it looks like it's a bike that has a manual transmission. It has 6 speeds.
Yeah, like a 6-speed bike, which is a totally normal thing.
That feels
weird.
But
they make it look like it's got rockets and mm-hmm. like he's passing the speed of light. And making it much sexier than it actually was.
I want to fuck that bike.
Hell yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Just I would lay some wood on that bike. So let's move on to, speaking of that, the Fisher Price section.
Oh, God.
It starts out with a glorious
transcript. This transcript of this podcast is going to put all of us on a list.
Oh, gracious.
Continue. So sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. Didn't mean to.
For the kiddies.
For the record, I've moved off of my Stone Brewery Fear Movie Lions. I am now working on a Labatt Blue all the way from Canada, a Canadian Golden Pilsner, one Ooh. Of my favorite drinks in history.
I'm having another ride on IPA by Golden Road, not a sponsor.
You got to mix it up, otherwise you might stay normal.
I am stone cold sober, which is
how
I'm seeing now.
Why?
A mistake.
Jen, are you one of those guys that like has like a 5-hour direct flight and then tries to raw dog it?
I just know that if I have one or two beers, I would just get sleepy.
You don't have to work tomorrow.
Maybe six beers will... There'll be so much burping involved that it's
just... Wait, who's having six beers? What? Yeah, I know we're going for a long time, but like maybe I'm a slow beer drinker, but six?
That's going to be a lot of bathroom breaks.
That's what I'm saying. Like now that I'm older, like I have two speeds. It's sleepy or balls to the wall. And there's like no in between because I get nauseous in between that.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm sad that I know exactly what you're talking about. Uh-huh, that is very upsetting.
You
that
will too, Eileen. It's not, coming.
No, not I won't. I'm Irish. And I'm a fair Irish woman. It's never going to happen to me.
So we're on Fisher-Price. Fisher-Price is the thing. We got a toy vacuum. And this is a new recurring bit where there's a kid... There's a kid dressed as a fireman, and he's like, "Hey, yo, anyone here need a fireman?" And they're all like, "No, go F yourself." Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. I don't get it, but nobody needs a fireman, and this kid is always left out, and it's hilarious. Jesus. In a way I can't fully comprehend.
It is kind of fun. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know what happened to my sense of humor, but it broke at some point during this video. And
no, this is around the time this video broke me. I will fully admit it. I have no problem with that. And before that,
there was like a green screen bit where like these kids are just like walking around, but they look like they're tiny. Maybe it's kind of hard to tell because, you know, like, the quality wasn't great, but it turns out they're on a carpet.
Yes, they're Smurf sized.
The vacuum comes along, and then there's like a little effect where basically they get stretched, like not in a, like a good CGI kind of way, but just like
they do.
Take the footage and just like scratch it, and then they get air quotes sucked up into the vacuum cleaner.
And it's terrifying.
It's not just the kids. Robo T is with them as well, and straight out of the vacuum at 14 minutes and 50 seconds, he has this to say.
Wait a minute, I didn't even... He's out of the vacuum? Oh, I see. I mean, we skipped right over like what is actually a pretty goddamn good toy.
Excuse me, the toy vacuum is pretty cool.
And like, there's no batteries or anything? It lights up and makes a noise even, you know, without it.
And it's like, so colorful.
It's a solid fucking toy.
Why do kids love toys that involve cleaning,
but
yet never want to effing clean?
That is a question for the ages.
My kid has the set from, what is it, Melissa and Doug with the sweeper, the broom.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what any of that means.
And she loves grabbing the mop and broom and sweeping and mopping the floor, mm-hmm. but only for pretend. Mm-hmm. If I ask her to pick one thing up off the floor, mm-hmm. it is World War III up in my house.
Oh, my God. I am furious when my child pretend cleans, because I know that motherfucker is not going to clean when it's time to pick up his room. I can't rage, because then he'll get additional levels of, I don't want to clean. Mm-hmm. So I just have to bottle it up.
Will mop the entirety of the house, but not pick up the mop off the floor when she is done.
Wow.
This is real, and this is, I guess, dad humor for dads to commiserate with one another. I apologize that you're here, Eileen. But
you know, I can complain about my dog. He's just so, how dare he be so cute? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really. What's Marbles do? That's, thank you.
Yeah. He did have a really, really big poop, and he ate a leaf the other day, and I found the leaf today. So that was
fun. We please hear what Robo T has to say upon leaving the vacuum?
Hold on, I want to hear more about this leaf poop.
It was like imagine like God
damn it. Okay, that's enough.
Whoa, what a ride! Wait a minute. Shh.
Man, oh man, what a beautiful steed. I sure do admire his blazing speed.
Hey, imagine what he'd be like with the right cowboy.
Does he have a weird, lazy Southern accent for the entirety of this, or is that just picked up because it's a cowboy bit?
No, he always had like, there's something with his accent throughout.
There's a twang
it.
Going on there? Okay.
There's something. It's hard to tell between all the loud sound of my beating heart every time he talks.
Like, I want to know that Robo T is doing okay. That's all. I have a feeling it didn't end well for Robo T. And that makes me kind of sad, but a little happy at the same time. I'm conflicted. I have conflicted emotions when it comes to Robo T.
I just want to say,
yes.
Why the fuck are they advertising a rocking horse?
A rocket pony, what? Chan. Get with the times.
Rocket pony.
Why do you need to? Everybody knows that they exist. And if they want one, they can go get one. Why would you advertise it? Why would you bother spending money on a commercial?
We have a commercial.
Go ahead,
Eileen.
You yell first.
We have a commercial for a goddamn red wagon later. So what are you talking about right now?
Shut the fuck up, because that is an amazing wagon.
These marketers have to put food on their table. Social media marketing doesn't exist yet.
And if it did, they'd be hiring Eileen to do the best she can.
Eileen, I try my best.
Did you know that Eileen has a viral tweet involving Mariah Carey?
Remember Twitter, guys? Remember when Twitter was a thing?
You remember when that weird guy just started responding to that Mariah Carey tweet as if he was in the classroom with you and was the one you were talking to?
Oh my God, that's on Facebook. Anytime like a Facebook meme page shares that a screenshot of that tweet, it's the same guy and he responds as if he, forget, what school is it? It was like Swarthmore. He says that he was like a custodian or an employee. His role changes every time, but that he worked at Swarthmore. and then I was a student there.
What? Yeah, and then you just didn't understand what he was asking.
Yeah, and then like tries to be like, and I just humored her because she was a dumb bitch.
It's one of the greatest top 10 tweets in history. I'll go, Eileen, look, I don't want to give you props. It's one of the greatest tweets of all time, and
Thank
it will
you.
Quite frankly outlive all of us.
It will, and it sadly. Should.
And it should. It's one of the best things ever. That being said, it's made better and weirder by the fact there's this one freak of nature who still thinks it's about him, despite the fact you have no idea who he is.
And I did not go to any school on the East Coast.
And for the record, I don't know that this is a thing that actually happened, or if it's just, you know, a joke on the internet.
It did actually happen.
Did it? See, we're getting the straight poop here.
Yeah, this is straight. Guys, buckle up. It did happen. I was a student, but it was not at Swarthmore. It was just like during a game of two truths or a lie. And it was like an icebreaker game. And that was one of my truths. I am related to Mariah Carey. There you go.
So I don't think we've actually said. Can you give us a live rendition of the tweet?
Okay.
I don't like to put you on the spot, but it's like my favorite thing to do.
Well, let me do my vocal warm-ups. Me. The tweet goes as this.
As follows.
Thinking about the time I said I was distantly related to Marie Curie, and a guy explained it's pronounced Mariah Carey.
Boom.
And that did happen. And
it's brilliant.
And that's why I hate icebreaker games.
Pretty phenomenal. And I didn't intend to bring it up today, but it just sort of happened naturally. So there it
yes.
is.
Anyway, that was once a very relevant thing on Twitter.
but it makes the rounds like three times a year.
Every Christmas time it does. Because again, SEO, Mariah Carey. Christmas is Mariah Carey season now.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. You gotta love it. Anyway, the rocket pony, Chan. It's the coolest rocking horse you'll never get.
I will not. It is the size of a Funko Pop. I don't
understand. It is very small. Yes, in fact, it is. Now, quiz question three, and this is when our quiz master, Granny, but it's a guy, does a Jack Nicholson bit.
It took me a while, because I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And I couldn't, I was like, is he doing a voice?
He's doing a voice. We may as well hear it.
They get all these wonderful toys until ready for quiz question number three. Here's a real dandy. Name a song you've heard in this video cassette that was popular with the American soldiers during the Revolutionary War.
Now that one, I don't know, like, it's Yankee Doodle, but we didn't actually hear Yankee Doodle. We heard a kid's song about, like, Stretchy Doodle or whatever the hell the animal toy was called.
Yeah, no, they were singing it.
Okay. But they were singing a different version. They weren't singing the actual song of Yankee Doodle. They'd have to pay royalties on that, obviously.
Yeah, that.
What?
That's definitely one that isn't in public domain.
Definitely not. No. Some guy patented it back in 1974, and you got to pay him 3 cents every time you sing it.
Good for him.
That's Jack more than Nicholson. Spotify. What happens if you play it on Spotify? What? How much money does he?
Oh, he gets nothing. It's Spotify. He gets nothing at all, ever. It's a loophole. Anyway, here we go. The Pony Express shows up. Yeah, we get the Pony Express bit. For a toy post office, I didn't hate this toy. I'll be honest. I didn't. I was not aware of this one. I kind of liked it.
This one didn't do it for me. The kitchen that comes up later is dope as fuck. But
kitchen's
this one
fire.
Is,
yeah.
Oh, love that kitchen.
I don't know. This post office, like, why?
Like, toy kitchens have stood the test of time. They still sell them at IKEA here in the year 2024. Mm-hmm. They don't sell toy post offices anywhere. Maybe there were too many shootings back in the 90s and they pulled them all off the shelves.
That's probably what it is. Yeah.
Is that likely?
Possibly. I mean,
we should make like a toy DMV. As long as we're doing like toy errands, they have to run outside the house.
Why didn't Nerf do a post office shooting arcade game back in 1994?
They had their chance.
They just blew it.
They could have done a Nerf high school set before Columbine.
Oh my god!
But now it's just not.
I want a Nerf trench coat.
We are not. We somehow, Chan, you took it too far.
I was assuming that someone else would, and when one did, I was like, "Well,
I know the line, Chan. I know the line.
I do too, and I fully expect you to go over it because we're into what, hour three of recording now.
And I have nothing. I have too much to lose to do Columbine jokes on the show."
I yes handed it.
Oh my god. Well, when you're Chan, if you're done going postal over there, could we please jump up to 1625 for the next Robo T rap?
Oh, yes.
Oh, there's so much Robo T rapping.
Whoa! It's a Playhouse Kids, as you can plainly see. Pops up straight and tall, just like Robo T.
Did anybody call for a fireman?
No! Nobody wants a fireman! Get out of here, kid! It's phenomenal. Not since the Trix Rabbit has a mascot been dumped on so vociferously.
I love it.
I legit did not expect it. And the little kid is cute as hell.
He's adorable.
And I'm beat down by this video, honestly. Like, so, like, it's what I'm just...
I was defeated about a half hour ago, and I'm just going. At least I'm not out here making Columbine jokes.
Yeah.
First off, Robo T saying something's coming up and a boing sound happens. That was upsetting.
I liked it.
I don't want to think about Robo T having an erection. I just don't. I don't. It's not what I want. And yet here we are. I'm talking about it. Again, I've been defeated. This is a play tent. This is an ad for a play tent, which you could hang up on a hanger in your closet, then pull it out and just like set it down and it's like a tent. How does it not fall over every 2 seconds?
It's got like a, well, you know, like those tunnels that pop open.
But it lays flat naturally. That's what confused me.
I don't know. They might have, it might be one of those things like an actual tent where the pole sort of separates. And this
Robotese erection holds the whole thing up.
Oh, I don't understand why you think that I'm the one that crosses the line. We're talking about a little boy occupying.
Robo T is 37 years old. How dare you?
I'm talking about the little boy who is inside the tent.
Well, don't worry about that. Robo T. Robo T is on a list
because you keep bringing it up. I would have let it go, but here's Ray. Boy, let's talk about pedophilia, cancer.
That is not what I'm referring to at all. If anything, this is just flashing, Chan. Please. And this is when the entire team, we're not halfway through the video.
No.
Oh, is this a three-parter and I just don't know it yet? Please, no. Now we're going to, the whole team needs to break for lunch. Right now, no, we can't. Yes, we will, is what they decide. At which point we get part three of, doesn't anybody need a fireman?
Sure.
I sure do.
We do not. Enjoy your sandwich, kid. Yeah. But of course, the lunch break lets us dive into, Chan, the Fisher-Price kitchen.
I mean, it's pretty cool. Yes. There's like a little oven, a little place to wash dishes. You got your stove and, you know, like a freezer. Like,
so good.
Pretty great. It's pretty great.
And now lunch is over.
We're moving on.
To the new Fisher-Price Super Wagon.
The Super Wagon. I mean, it's got high backs so you can lean back. It's got, it's waterproof. It's got side rails. It's practical, but not always. It's got a special axle design so it doesn't dip over.
It's like the Corolla of toy wagons.
It's a fucking Super Wagon.
It's a red wagon and the sides come off of it, but not always.
Sometimes you want them in there.
And let's pretend those axles actually prevent it from falling over. That thing would tip like me at the end of part two of the Children's Palace episode of Knowing Is Half the Podcast.
I had this exact wagon and it was
no.
I had this exact wagon.
Wow.
You had the super wagon.
Not to brag, but I would use that to like cart my little lemonade stand supplies out to the curb.
You guys don't know this. Eileen is a lemonade stand millionaire.
I did make my fortune off of lemonade stands.
She actually was the entrepreneur behind Lemonade, the restaurant chain, and also Lemonada Media, the podcast empire.
Yeah, yes. That's me.
Yeah, all of the above. And also the Beyonce album.
Yeah.
Lemonade. Yeah, that's racist, right?
The music video with her and Lady Gaga.
How dare you? And now we cut to, we need a fireman. He's eating a Subway sandwich. He's not prepared. Oh, now they need a fireman. Rule of fours. Nailed it.
Sure. I mean.
Rule of fours. This again, Fisher Price, we're still there. We got the fire pumper. The fire pumper. It's a lawnmower toy fire engine that I think it doesn't shoot water. It should. It should
it
if it does
shoot water. Yeah. That's the whole point of the pump is that you put the water in and then
there we go.
The ladder, you sort of like press it down and it pumps out water.
It shoots water if you dress like you're asking for it.
Oh my God. How dare you?
There is. Yeah, a fire pumper sounds filthy. There's no way around it, and there's no limit to the jokes that we can make about the fire pumper.
The thing is, it's the exact same toy as the toy vacuum, except instead of having lights, it shoots water, and it's shaped like a fire truck.
Also that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same toy. I mean, good on you, Fisher-Price. Make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I am also going to send a picture of this because, I mean, you're marketing it to adults who are like, oh, thank God we got past that phase where we had a sniper and it would just piss in our faces constantly.
Yeah.
Like, let's relive those glory days. Why don't we?
Because you're that only young once.
That is an unfortunate picture. And we, go to facebook.com/knowingishalfthepodcast. We will be posting all these pictures there because the bird app is dead.
In addition, they will also be posting, for those of you that listened to episode one, my wedding video.
We'll also be posting Eileen's wedding video. Enjoy it. Eileen, me and Chan in the crowd.
If you remember to send us that link, we are fucking posting that.
There's two options. There's the ceremony, and then there's like the highlight. And I'll probably send both.
I thought you were going to say if you want standard def or high def, because I got them both, motherfuckers.
You guys definitely 4K. Like both. They're definitely in both versions, like, because the ceremony has, like, the church, like, it's the back of everyone's head. But then they do, like, some really cool shots and angles. I'm like, oh, my God, it's all the friends. Yeah.
Oh,
I like that. I didn't sign a release, so I don't know what's happening right now.
Bad.
I like this cost money, Eileen. I don't know what's happening here.
Listen, my uncles in Vermont had to watch the ceremony somehow, so...
It's fair. Let's move on to a new toy company. Fisher Price, thanks for your time. But it's Tyco time now. Tyco.
Hell yeah. Bam, 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 bam.
Tyco is representing. We're introducing new characters. We have an evil spy kid who has never seen an acting class in his entire life.
Fuck. Of course he has. Look at him acting. He is acting. His glasses are acting. Everything about him, the black shirt is acting.
Yeah,
all of his wardrobe.
I'm gonna need to find you to find me some of his acting, because it is a sight to behold.
When we get to, he has a longer bit later. We'll play a little bit.
I want to hear the longer bit. That's what I remember now. First off, the Tyco RC hovercraft. Holy S, I want one.
I remember this. I remember it clearly. And I remember very much wanting it. And at my advanced age now, all I want to know is, like, does it actually work? Like,
I think my brother had one. It's like we're unlocking core memories, but he had one and he earned it from a childhood magazine sale. Like, you know, like how elementary
school
sell magazines. Shit. He sold enough to, like, get himself a...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a shit ton of magazines.
Beast. That shit was. You had to sell a mess of subscriptions to get something like that.
Yeah. We were good at selling shit. I remember, like, when I got older, they didn't have, like, cool prices like that, but I got enough to get, like, a strobe light.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Did you get a little mirror so you could do your cocaine off of?
Yeah. I have a problem.
Look, when you're a lemonade millionaire like Eileen Mary O'Connell was back in the day, mm-hmm. you need a strobe light and you need a mirror to snort cocaine off mm-hmm. of. That's how the 80s and 90s worked.
Yes.
That was the good old days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This looked cool as shit. I love the idea. Look, RC was the coolest thing ever. Typhoon or hovercraft's the coolest thing ever. It's cool.
Yeah.
RC, no, I mean, like, I feel like now that's just like playing with drones, like, that's the same vibe.
Which is also awesome.
It is awesome. We're all in agreement.
Yeah. Like, I keep trying to get my kid into them, and he's like, he doesn't really have the fine motor control to be able to, like, move a thing around real well, so he gets bored super quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm waiting, because as soon as he's into it, I'm like, we're getting a fucking RC plane. We're getting a helicopter.
It's going to be the same day that he gets into a Goofy movie, and Eileen's going to be, Eileen's face is going to be pressed against the window. And I'll be like, I didn't drive far. We both live in the valley.
let me say right now, we have one RC device here at the house. You can see it. I think they sell it at, like, Target. It's Sonic the Hedgehog riding a skateboard, and the controller is a golden ring.
I love that.
What kills me about it is they cleaned the house today while I was working from home. So they were cleaning the house all day. And then that means they unearthed things that we have not seen in a while. And so I'm sitting with my kid, and all of a sudden Sonic just starts rolling through the room. I look over. My kid does not have the ring. No, my wife has decided she wants to play with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes!
And it was delightful.
Yes.
What a lovely little domestic picture you just painted for us.
Delightful. That's our lives in a nutshell.
Aww.
He spun a whole bunch and then kept running into walls. It was delightful.
Love that.
Which brings us to ultimate quiz number 4.
Oh boy.
God.
What voice was he doing here? Because, you know, I just wrote the question down. I didn't remember a voice, but obviously he was doing one at this point.
What was
this question number 4? I ho! Okay, sports fans. What sport uses an elliptical ball?
Oh, he's doing Richard Simmons.
What is that, a milkshake? Hey!
What's that?
He's doing Richard Simmons.
Is that Richard Simmons?
It's gotta be.
Look, it's not just generic gay. It's Richard Simmons gay.
I think so, because it's very like talking about like active and sporty things. It's gotta be.
Yeah,
it's gotta be
okay.
Richard Simmons, especially given the time frame. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. It's real weak, though. Like,
because the other ones are so strong.
I mean, they weren't good, but you could tell what they were. That one was like real close to just, yeah, as you're saying, just sort of generic gay, which, like, why?
Not great. But
it makes more sense that it's Richard Simmons.
I instantly identified it. So that says a lot about me and a lot about you.
It just means that Eileen only knows one gay person, and it's Richard Simmons.
It is. And Nathan Lane.
Okay, you know
Nathan
what?
Lane
okay,
Lane?
We have to break breaking news.
I'm gonna need a moment on this one.
And for the record, do y'all know what sport uses an elliptical ball? Somebody at home struggling right now.
Australian rules rugby.
You're close. That would be the NFL. That would be the National Football League. A football.
Oh.
American football is elliptical.
Yes, but also American rules. Is it record? I'm sorry. Is it Australian rules football or Australian rules rugby?
It's just rugby, otherwise known as Australian rules football.
I thought American football, like outside of America, was called like gridiron football.
That's
not a joke. That's just me being sincere with my facts.
I don't think that's accurate. But
I
now
it
I
is.
Want.
I'm
I want it,
it
to be. Let's start a thing here.
I've heard the term American football, which makes sense. Gridiron football makes sense, but I've never heard it.
Well, I just typed in gridiron, and then my browser autofilled to a brownie batter meant a recipe that I've been meaning to try. So I don't know what that
we're
says
done.
About
we're
any
done
of
here.
This. It's brownie batter overnight protein oatmeal.
Wow. Okay. What does that have to do with fucking football?
I don't know. I typed in gridiron and I pressed enter and then it auto-filled the rep. I'm sending the recipe to the chat.
You know
Google
what?
Sports. Did you mean brownies? Fatty?
You're a woman. You must Fatty? Mean brownies.
are you baking something for your man? I'm pretty sure you're baking something for your man.
Gridiron football, also known as North American football, or in North America as simply football.
Or in North America.
You know.
Yeah, who that's totally. I'm sending you the Wikipedia. Football. Guys, the chat now has a great Wikipedia article and a great overnight oats recipe.
You goddamn well better post that oats recipe, Ray.
This is all getting posted.
This
all getting posted.
It's gonna be a post with like 10,000 links, which make no goddamn sense.
But when we have our little board game night, I'm gonna make that overnight oats, and we're all gonna have a lovely time.
Oh,
you know what? We really are all living our best lives. I think I'm so happy to see it. But back to the show. No. Because this is going to go on all night.
No, we're going back to the show with the shitty Chiron that now says me again, Child Witness News. I can feel this poor writer just in agony, just cringing and just contorted in all sorts of pain, trying to come up with another bit. There's none to be had.
They have a lot more to do, too.
A lot more Chirons to come.
Is five dolls. Called Quince,
I did not like, and I was a big doll fan as a child. I was like, I don't want this. This is too many kids.
Five babies.
Too many.
Five dolls, so they'll never be lonely.
That is, you know what? Two would solve the problem and save you a shit ton of money in diapers.
Yeah.
Quince, ladies and gentlemen. Five dolls.
They can start their own basketball team.
They could be a front five. Unfortunately, they're all the same height.
This shit comes with bunting and bottles, sure. Like the bottle, like of five of them all racked together, because that's what you would do if you had five babies. You would just strap them all together with a fucking coat hanger and just dunk all five at the same time.
Like, look, if you had quintuplets, do you not at the age of like 2 months get all of them tattoos so you can tell them apart?
Thing number one, thing number two, thing number three, four, and
just
five.
Just something. I would go with chess pieces because I'm classy as fuck.
Sure.
One gets a little horsey knight. One gets a rook. One gets a king. Now, I'm afraid that would, like, you know, force them into a hierarchy, but I'm okay with that.
I thought you said chest pieces, like full, like a gigantic eagle across the chest of like one baby.
What's wrong with you?
Bug life from nipple to nipple on another.
A sprawling Tupac tattoo for babies.
Uh-huh.
I thought mine was leaning into terrible, but what are you doing over there?
You gotta enunciate, man, because we're not gonna get through this otherwise.
We're not getting through this either way, Chan, so I don't know what you're worried about. Going back to the news studio.
Hold on.
We're not done here.
I want to move forward. They won't let me.
You got bunting and bottles, and there's other accessories. What other accessories are there for this fucking Quince toy? You've already pushed the limits with the bottles.
Quince made it sound like it was like a swear. This fucking Quince. You can't say that. You said the Q word.
Come on, Eileen. That's our word.
I hope like fivesies or whatever else you call them get called that, just like in a derogatory way. Fucking Quince.
It sounds really bad when you say it.
Everything sounds bad when I say it. I'm full of hate.
Really nice.
Everything is upsetting right now. I wish I would have moved forward. Now,
oh no, because it gets so much more upsetting after this.
It does. Look, we got a conga line in the newsroom, and the angry director kid I've come around on, he is very funny. He is a funny performance, a funny bit. He's trying to keep his poop together, but at the end of the day, he throws up his hands and goes, F it, who cares? I can appreciate this kid on many levels.
I couldn't understand what they were saying, because like I was expecting them to say like conga, 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 or something like that. But they were saying something else, and it was like, what are you saying, like, unga bunga? It's like, are we getting super racist, or are you just, like, randomly saying, like, syllables, like, congo, bongo, jungo, pango, pango, bonga, nerga.
Still not good.
And it was only when we got, I'm just going to play a little bit of it, because, so you know, the trepidation I felt, I was like, what is happening? Is this a real bad thing, or just the awful thing that we have been watching for the last 20 minutes?
What's going on in there? Everybody gone shark raving mad? Oh, why fight? Whoa, bungo, bungo, bungo.
It turns out it's a game, a board game called Bongo Congo.
This was the game I was referring to earlier that I'm very interested in playing. It is a game where there is a spinning monkey physically in the middle of the board, and you play as a monkey trying to grab bananas out of his backpack. It's like Hungry Hungry Hippos, but with a twist.
Yeah, this one didn't really do anything for me.
Yeah, but I want to play it.
Did you find it?
Yeah,
no,
did
it's
you find
very
it?
Hard to find it. Too. And I actually looked this up here. Bongo Congo from 1989 What would we guess its rating is on Board Game Geek as far as 1 to 10?
1 to 10?
3.4.
I'll give it a 4.
It is a 5.8, so it is blowing away all of your expectations.
No. But on the Price is Right, I would win.
It is on 15 people's wish lists somehow, and 8 people want it in trade, and 5 people are willing to trade.
Look, a vintage 1989 ideal board game toy Bongo Congo motorized action game 7042 can be had on eBay for a mere $48.
I couldn't find it on eBay. That must be a brand new listing.
$10 shipping.
Might be worth it.
Or maybe
also, another exciting thing on Board Game Geek, designer listed as uncredited. He took his name off the product.
Wow. That means any of us can take credit for it now.
Eileen, go ahead.
It's a Ungo Bungo is spelled O apostrophe.
Oh, God, dang it.
That's how you know it's a mark of Eileen Mary O'Connell.
I'm so angry right now.
Eileen Mary O'Bungo.
And let's go back to that reporter guy. That's what the Chiron says. He's in a fantasy park meeting with a famous ballerina named Teensy Pointzerfootsky.
Oh, is that what he said? I thought it was
Pointzerfootsky.
I wrote teen ski pointer foot skate. I was like, that doesn't make any sense at all. But
oh,
yeah.
God.
Teensy Boinsky. Yeah, it makes more sense.
A very famous ballerina, which brings us to a toy called My Pretty Ballerina.
Yes.
A toy that will do ballet moves. And I took a little ballet. Little known fact about Ray. I took a little ballet in college.
Oh.
And these are legitimate moves. Right. At least to the level of ballet I got to. Level one.
Which is the level that you would expect from a doll. Which is...
Correct.
Doll.
Although the doll was much better at it than I was.
No, sure.
I believe that.
The part that upsets me is you have to hold the doll up by its hand for it to balance properly. That feels incorrect to me.
What? How do you think toys are made, exist? Do you expect it to dance itself?
When I put a Funko Pop down, I don't expect to need to hold it or it falls over.
I have several of those, and actually they make me very upset.
Mm-hmm, see? Mm-hmm, that's my point. Thank you. That's why you don't take them out of the box.
For the record.
What's that?
None of them are dancing. So,
okay.
No,
not
I'm
yet.
Not going to put that on them.
Aspire for more.
Yeah. Sing them a little ditty.
An itty bitty ditty.
What? Maybe do a little rap like Robot T.
You don't have to.
I'm not gonna. I blew my rap wad with the last
two episodes ago at this point.
Yeah. Wow, okay. How convenient that it was an episode that I wasn't on.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you. You're not on most of these episodes at this point.
And there are
most people just sit and twiddle their thumbs until I appear in their play in their lives.
That is here's the thing. We've been doing this show long enough, and you've been on enough times.
Many times.
Not all of them, but enough of them that you could string together quite a night of entertainment.
I have my own cinematic universe on knowing.
The EMOCU? No, EMOMCU.
We'll workshop that.
Okay.
Hold on.
Having difficulty stringing letters together.
And you have to remember the apostrophe. So
would it be P U
E M O apostrophe C U?
Let me just ask you one question, okay? What's your favorite kind of toy?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because it's a dildo.
Top secret. That's why. Oh, brother.
Well, there you go.
There's our spy kid, the greatest actor since Sidney Poitier.
Why are you shitting on this kid and not any of the dozens of other children
We're sticking up the screen right now.
Hold on, Robert Clark Chang, because we got Baseball Kid, who was kind of great. We got Annie Potts Kid, who's kind of great. We get Director Kid, who's kind of great. And then we get this piece of shit.
Yeah,
I'll say it.
Kid.
This kid sucks.
Kid's a fucking hack.
And that kid was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, God. Now I feel bad.
I don't. I'm glad that kid's dead.
Oh, God damn it. And maybe I'm overthinking it. This is an important role in the show. This kid brings mystery and intrigue to it. Gotta give this role to a kid who has the chops to carry it. This kid has no chops whatsoever. This kid can barely talk. It infuriates me, in fact, every time he opens his mouth and says anything. I don't believe that he's a spy.
He is there for one segment to hawk chintzy plastic binoculars.
Hey, they really work, Chan. How dare you?
That's how I find my neighbor.
A long-range microphone, and I guarantee you, for the price, it is not a quality piece of audio equipment.
No, they say in the commercial it really works, and I believe them. They can't lie about that, Chan.
TV doesn't lie.
No. I have no doubt that it functions as a microphone, and sounds can be heard through it. I do not think that long range means more than 5 feet, 6 on a good night, if there's a real breeze.
I think 5 feet is very long.
Thank you. I could barely hear the TV when it's 5 feet away from me, unless the closed captioning is on. So maybe I need this device, huh?
Yeah. Maybe.
Also, you cut that kid's scene off. He goes on so much longer. Could we please hear the Zack Snyder cut of that scene?
No, that was.
I want to be enraged. I'm so mad at this kid for existing.
It goes right into the goddamn commercial.
No,
man.
I want to hear the whole bit because it's upsetting.
Zach from Tyco.
Bob Glitch, your reporter, Fantasy Park. Whoa, here's an interesting looking fellow.
Will you please go away? I'm a spy in hiding.
No, you're not.
From millions of kids watching you right now?
Millions of kids. Will you please go away? I'm a secret agent.
Okay, let me just ask you one question, okay? What's your favorite kind of toy?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because it's top secret, that's why. Oh, brother.
I mean, watching it back again, I kind of like him even more.
Oh, how dare you? He is an abomination.
He is adorable. He's an adorable little spy who is growing, who 100%, I'm going to take a picture of this kid, and you're going to see that he grows up into a Ska fan.
This kid is a monster and should be dehumanized whenever possible. That's
this
what I'll say.
This kid would be on a lot of theaters. Do not allow to perform in this space lit.
I urge you all to pick it up. Because he is absolutely playing trombone in a ska band as we speak.
Right now. Guarantee this kid is on Gina's list somewhere.
Which list?
The list of improv and LA comedians.
Oh, I see.
Do not invite to your theater.
Mm-hmm. I see.
G.I. Joe will return after these messages. Now, back to G.I. Joe.
I mean, the
Can
hat.
We just move on? Can we just move on to quiz question number 5?
Oh, hi. It's quiz question time. This is the question number 5. Name the important man who made the famous speech about his dream for America.
Now, look, you can do a Pee Wee Herman bit, or you can talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. I don't think you should mix the two together.
I disagree. I think when we're talking about great civil rights icons in American history, you say to yourself, Martin Luther King, obviously, Malcolm X, Harriet Tubman,
sure,
Pee Wee Herman,
you're losing me.
Chuck D of Public Enemy.
Uh-huh.
Leonard Peltier.
Mm-hmm.
Captain
My mommy.
Kangaroo.
This is getting weaker by the moment.
Is it? Is it really?
Like I'll say, when I was younger,
it's into a 4-hour podcast.
Don't worry about that. When I was younger, Pee Wee Herman skeeved me out. I did not care for Pee Wee. I did not like Pee Wee's Playhouse. I did not have any interest in his movies, despite the fact that Tim Burton directed it.
You are a monster.
It upset me. I did not like it in any way. And now that I'm older, I appreciate it. But it still is a little icky to me. And that was before the, you know, other stuff that happened.
Before he jerked off in a place where jerking off is completely acceptable?
Yeah. Hold on. Let's pretend that he was jerking off first off, and not just that's what he was charged with, but two, still perfectly acceptable as far as I'm concerned in that environment.
So what's your beef?
Yeah, it sounds like you're on his side.
He did nothing wrong. I'm just saying.
He's mad that you never made Groundling Sunday Company?
Listen. No, because I never tried to make Groundling Sunday Company. That's also, it was one of those situations of tell the girl you're not interested before she has a chance to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay, brave.
You know what I'm saying? It was one of those deals.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know what? Shut up. At 23:50, we get another Robo-T rap. Thank you.
It's still going on.
Save me, Robo-T. We're barely past the halfway point. I'm so upset. It is almost 11 p.m. as we record this. This will never goddamn end. Chan, what have you done to us?
Let's have one and clear the bell. The power comes from Duracell.
Hell. I'm sorry. He says the power comes from and leaves way too long a pause for us to get to Duracell. It
I'm not going to lie. My Labatt Blue almost spit all over my screen. That was phenomenal. I was not prepared for you to bring the devil into it. Delightful. Yeah, Duracell. Let's have a brief Duracell commercial for batteries. You know what doesn't need batteries? Your Nintendo Entertainment System. Here's an ad for Bases Loaded 2, the second season. It looks shitty.
Nintendo and Game Boy. Also, they call it Jalico, and I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Jalico.
Oh, well, I don't even know.
I like Jalico. Makes
I know Coleco. Sure. Yeah, I think it's Jalico. I do. Because it's Coleco.
Yeah.
But Jalico. Break the walls down. Walls of Jalico. Please retire. Yeah, I heard about it.
You really should be watching because he is doing some great stuff right now.
He's doing great stuff always. He's the greatest professional wrestler in history.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about Chris Jalico, my favorite professional wrestler.
Time to dissociate.
Time to go back to the booze.
Two things. One, you should have come to that conclusion about 15 minutes into the first episode of this podcast. Two, I almost called you Teresa because...
Oh, that's wild.
Because all of my female podcast co-hosts are interchangeable.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Look, I'm not trying to say nothing about nothing, but he's never accidentally called me Calder. I'll just put it out there.
Not yet. As the synapses start lapsing away, it'll happen.
You know what? I'm going to call my shot like I'm Babe Ruth at the plate. Mm-hmm. I think you call Calder Ray before you call me Calder. I think it's going to happen.
Ooh, all right. Let's make this bet right now. At some point, I will come to you with an answer, and I will be like, ha! Or I'll be like, Jesus Christ, Ray.
Yeah, that's right. And it's obviously going to happen organically. It's not something you're going to force. And that's understood walking in the door.
Oh yeah. No, 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 no.
Thanks, James.
There's a gag that I don't entirely understand about the news anchor and an anchor.
Yeah. Well, we're going back to our news anchor, and then a legitimate nautical anchor drops from the sky and destroys the desk.
Yes, naturally.
They say anchor. Go back to, okay, that makes more sense.
And then an anchor falls. Granted, I think it is, in fact, made of foam, but it does some damage, and it is delightful.
I mean, to that end, that is very much in the vein of Muppet Newscast, which always classic bits, a little bit of Gary Gnu.
Gary Gnu, yeah.
Why not? So I don't hate it. I just missed the part where they said, let's go to our anchor. And then, you know, that.
And then there's a person at a desk and a legitimate anchor falls in front of them. I honestly was like, okay, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that one.
Good pun. Yeah.
It took 25 minutes of this, but we got one. They do a weather report, which takes us now to Play School. We thought Fisher-Price skewed a little too old. We're going Play School.
Yes.
For 2 to 3-year-olds. And they have an ad for it. I've never heard of this before. Flat Folks City.
It's weird because it feels like something that it seems like something that should be around, that kids should play with on a regular basis. Yeah. And we would have seen like the little people,
Right.
But no.
Thanks.
What if we took paper dolls but made them slightly more three-dimensional with like magnets, and you could change their outfits just slapping them on the front of the barely 3D doll, and had a whole play set so they could play around, calling them the Flat Folks. Maybe Flat Folks is a really shitty name and something one would buy. Little People, great name.
My
Flat
guess.
Folks, bad name.
My guess, because I didn't really think about it, and you saying, I was like, oh, right, there are magnets in there. My guess is that some shit, like some kids ate some stuff, and they're like, ooh, we have to pull this from the market now.
Oh, no, the magnets got ripped, because the kids of the age for Play School will bite everything, and will bite the magnets out of the Flat Folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then they get stuck to the fridge, the children.
Mm-hmm.
Which toy,
to be fair, saves a lot on babysitting.
Yeah. I'm cut out for motherhood.
I think you're ready. Having an actual child, I'm still like, you know what? I would do that. If I had the option, like implanting magnets into my child and just like slapping them up there. I'm like, I'll be back in 2 hours. I'm going to get an IPA.
Yeah.
This Labatt Blue's almost finished, and I really don't want a third one tonight. Good news. If you go to eBay, Flat Folks are redonkulously cheap. You can get vintage 1990 Flat Folks. You can get a doll with clothes for $8. Uh-huh. The farm for $20. The city playset's almost just under 60, not counting shipping.
That says to me that not only did the magnets cause some child deaths, but also the clothes are made of lead. And
probably
poisoning
made of
children.
Lead.
Oh my god.
Wherever they
I'm
are
gonna
now.
Buy it and end my suffering.
It's gonna be no. The suffering will continue for quite some time. That's lead is not one of those fast deaths. Like, I'm just keep licking this and just keel over.
Like a 2-3-year-old pop. 1, 2, 3.
There you go. Yeah. You bite into it and swallow it, then you can go like a 3. But
like, what I love about this is I Googled what happened to Flat Folks toys looking for a death. And what was like the 7th thing that dropped? 8 killed, thousands injured by fireworks in 2023.
Oh. I was hoping you'd get a nice recipe for some overnight oats.
No, but like, why? I didn't ask about fireworks deaths. I just want to know who these boys killed.
Question, did it happen in the UK? Because maybe they were saying 8 people have died in a flat due to fireworks for the 4th of July. Fireworks presentation.
Chen, why don't you do more impressions?
4th of July fireworks here.
Oh, I got a
regular day for us.
The darkest day of the year.
Oh, I got a five star.
It's like a star
podcast review Chan, why don't you do more impressions? Dick Van Dyke.
That was not a Cockney. How dare you? My Cockney is much better than my RP.
You've got a big Cockney inside you.
Wow, I'm canceling this podcast.
How far are we into this?
Not far enough. So we're still, I thought Flat Folks is a very cool idea. I wrote here, I thought that's a cool idea. Let's go back to Bob Glitch once again.
Once again on the Chiron.
Let's play it. Let's play it. Because this kid is something else.
Bob Glitch here once again asking you, the public, that age-old question. Who's pulling on my pants leg? What do you want?
I want a train.
What kind of train?
A choo-choo train that I can set up all by myself.
Look, that kid is not good, but cute as hell. Cute as hell.
I would abandon that child.
Yeah.
That is unfair.
But that's really just most children for me.
Yeah, true. That kid is terrible. That kid is I was upset when this kid, he's like, what kind of train? A choo-choo train. Yeah, no shit, kid.
What, you think he wrote that?
I think that kid wrote his own dialogue and ruined it.
Jesus Christ,
yeah, I'll
man.
Say it.
Don't blame the script on the actor.
Look, if I know one thing about this town is that there are no writers. It's all actors just improvising. This brings us to Play School Express's train set, which honestly, again, is pretty rad. Yeah, it's a battery-operated train that's sort of just like larger sized for littler kids, and it runs around a track by itself, self-propelled, and I thought it was cool. I'll give it up for the train, not the kid who pitched it.
Well,
that kid is dead to me.
Look, that kid may not have been great, but the kid in the commercial proper, again, this is another one of those commercials that's pitched at the parents, not the kids, because kids are too small. But
I wish I had a train, Dad.
I wish I had a train, Dad.
Did not your heart just a little bit kind of go like,
I'm tearing up. I'm not going to lie. I'm tearing up right now. If my kid said, I wish I had a train, Dad, she'd have 5 trains by the end of that hour.
Yeah. Aw, I love trains. Trains are just an unproblematic toy.
Nothing bad ever happened on a train, historically, am I right?
Whenever you hear anyone that's like there's people that are like really into train collecting and train, I'm like, that's a person that's never going to murder me.
Wow. Unless, wait a minute. I've met some model train guys.
I love model trains.
I love model trains, too.
I don't think there's anything problematic about running trains. I feel like in college there were many trains that were run and nothing bad ever happened. Or nothing that I had ever heard of. I believe all of the names were cleared and there were no indictments handed down.
I have a train that goes around my Christmas tree.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And I just, guys, this Christmas, you want to... Well, come on,
why don't you check out the train on Eileen Mary O'Connell's wedding dress in the wedding video that's going to be up on Facebook?
Chan, it is too late for you to be doing some callback shit right now. We have too much to do.
Inviting you guys over to come play with my train this Christmas season.
And I'm into it. For the record, I'm into it. Perfect. Yeah, we're doing it.
Please do. I love this train.
We are now at... arguably the pièce de résistance.
I was just about to say the highlight. Yeah.
This is a board game called Mall Madness.
Milton Bradley, let's go.
Dude.
It's Mall Madness.
Sale at the shoe store.
The new shop till you drop game that really talks.
I mean, first off, the voice is better than any of the other fucking toys that had voices that we've heard so far. It's like this two-story setup. Honestly,
it's huge. Probably
would be a bitch to put together every time and then pull the parts apart so you can put it back in the box. This feels like something that you would leave out, and 2 weeks later, like the cat would have sat on it and like the pieces would have been scattered and you would have only played it twice.
No, I'd play it every day.
at the Fashion Boutique.
It's all the fun of a shopping spree. With Mall Madness, you get it all. A bank account and your own credit card.
Lirin at the Sunglass Boutique.
Mall Madness really talks. To win, buy everything on your list and be first out of the mall.
I win!
Attention, mall shoppers.
Mall Madness, the electronic shopping game that really talks. From Milton Bradley.
Honestly, I don't understand why they were pitching this so hard at girls.
Mm-hmm.
They should have pitched it at everybody, because who the fuck doesn't like going into a mall and buying shit?
Yeah, I will say, when I was younger, look, and this is a thing about this era of toys, is that there were boy toys and there were girl toys. We don't, it still happens to an extent in the year 2024, but it's not as rampant as it is back then. And so I was only allowed to be part of boy toys. But then when that Mall Madness commercial would come on, there'd be a part of me that's like, I want to kind of play that Mall Madness game. I'm not going to lie.
Dope as shit. Yeah.
Looks really cool. Cool.
And also, like, I love the idea. I would like to play legitimately. I want to buy vintage Mall Madness for Knowing Is Half the Podcast game night. But somewhere after the fact, do I want to bust out my Final Girl Zombies miniatures Jesus Christ. My own Dawn of the Dead in Mall Madness? Yes, I effing do.
Honestly, that's the first time you've ever brought up Final Girls where I've thought, you know what? That's actually a pretty good idea.
Chan, you got to play it. It's phenomenal.
I'm not going to play it.
Please. You will play it, and you know you will, and you're just mad about it.
Yeah, do it. Maybe.
Speaking of which, Nintendo Entertainment, Captain Skyhawk, do not remember this game. It's one of many bullet hell style move forward fighting airplane shooty games.
Yeah. Whatevs.
Looks fine. I have no qualms with Captain Skyhawk. There's nothing more to say about it.
I have no notes. No notes about Captain Skyhawk.
Are we going to talk about Love That Bob?
I was going to say Love That Bob is coming up next. That's the next Chiron for Bob
and
Blitz.
The father of Urkel.
Oh.
I mean.
Here's a fun-loving young lad.
In my opinion, the best toy would be a video game. One that requires manual dexterity and extraordinary mental agility. It should also have a variety of screens with action challenges by the nanosecond. And you should give one the ultimate satisfaction of blowing the enemy into a vapor cloud the size of Nebraska.
Listen, if the only thing you want out of a video game is multiple screens, you're going to be very happy, even in the year 1990. But decisions by the nanosecond?
I mean, he keeps piling stuff on and getting crazier and crazier, then like grabs the mic as Bob is trying to like wrench it away from him.
Don't blame him.
Like the bit was actually kind of good.
It's fun. It's
a vapor cloud the size of Nebraska.
It's a harder script than one I've ever had to memorize before. I'll say that.
And he fucking nails it.
He nails it. Takes his time, gets the words out, does a great job. Unlike some of those other actors, you know who you are in this.
This kid nails it. To be cute. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a job description. They do their job.
Well, that brings us to the next Nintendo Entertainment System game, Cabal, a game I have no knowledge or memory of whatsoever.
I have vaguely recognized the name, and I feel like it was one of those games that was like too complex for me at the time. I didn't want to get into it, so
I was kind of reminiscent of the go ahead. Sorry, Eileen.
I say I was definitely not that target audience.
No, this is a little bit reminiscent of one of the old G.I. Joe games, where it's an over the shoulder, your character's on the bottom of the screen facing directly away from you, and you're going left and right and shooting forward to try to get it. There's a G.I. Joe game that's very similar to that. There's a YouTube video I'm looking at, a long play. You could beat the entire game in less than a half hour. Which is less than the time it takes to watch the Children's Palace effing video. Just for the record. Got a pretty good rating. 4.6. I'm going to say that's out of 5 and not look it up.
Oh, well, there you go.
Pretty
solid. What do we think this next impression is?
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh,
yeah, I do too. Do you remember his name?
I think I know what it is.
All right, well, here's a question
about a car that even a rich and famous person couldn't afford. Quiz question number 6. What kind of car did Doc Brown use to travel to the past and back to the future?
I mean, on the scale of 1 to whatever the fuck he's doing, that is a solid 5, I guess. Like, you can tell what he's doing.
The fact we can identify the impression means that he's successful to a point.
I think it's his best impression yet.
And obviously we're talking about Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Producer for Michael Jackson.
Producer of Thriller. Yes. Father of Rashida Jones.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest comic actresses of our time.
She's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
Or it was Robin Leach. It was one of the two.
One of the two, definitely.
I always get them mixed up. I'm like, which one?
Oh, my gracious. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, a very popular TV show back then.
Also parodied on Muppet Babies.
There it is. As many things were, a very ahead of its time show. Replaced by MTV's Cribs.
Yeah.
Regretfully.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah.
And what car did Doc Brown use in the Back to the Future movies?
Honda Civic.
Honda Civic,
mm-hmm. as we all know. Moving forward, make a wish.
Mm-hmm.
Let's slow it down. This is the part of the concert when they just turn on all the lights on stage and the performer comes out like 2/3 of the way through and just sits on the edge of the stage with their legs hanging over and wants to rap with you. Talk about something serious for a sec. Except this is for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, a wonderful look. I have nothing bad to say about Make-A-Wish. Make-A-Wish is amazing. Look up what John Cena's done in Make-A-Wish. It is mind-boggling how much time he has spent for that organization, and that should all be respected. But the fact that Robo T gets serious and doesn't rap and wants to have a heartfelt moment with you, the audience,
it was
and
very also unsettling.
The giant book with legs is also just hanging around, just like it's a normal thing for a giant book with legs to be there.
I was like, oh my God, gotta have a little sex appeal.
I'm not saying you can't do this bit, but to put Robo T front and center, it's frankly upsetting. I don't want to know Robo T's ideas of what happened on January 6th. You know what I'm saying? There's just some things I don't need Robo T's input on.
Well, I'm Robo T, and I'm here to say that I hate childhood cancer in a major way.
Can we hear a little bit? I want to hear Robo T being earnest.
He doesn't.
The only earnestness that Ray will ever experience.
I had to happen eventually.
Can help make dreams come true
for kids with life-threatening illnesses.
Now, I guess I'm glad they didn't put the granny in there. Now that I think about it,
I'm Robin Leach, and you should give money to these poor, dead, dying children.
I don't know. I think Bob Glitch is better in that spot, but what do I know? For all I know, Bob Glitch and Robo T are the same person.
I hope they are.
I honestly can't tell with the video quality of this.
I don't know. It's bad video quality. But then we get it keeps getting weirder because we get a Scott's baby wipe ad that is just a blue and white screen in cheap, like 1980s Chiron.
No.
Yes. That's it. It's a screen.
That's all you get.
I'm trying to figure out if some of these things were just like, hey, you know, just give us $50 and we'll throw on a slide of your product. Or if it's just like they sell those at the Children's Palace and like, well, this is a good thing to put in there, you know, in hopes that people will be like, oh, shit, you know what? I should get some baby wipes.
No, I think they were looking for a payday from anybody who would pay to put their ad in this video. Someone brilliant put this together. Absolutely.
A genius.
Can we talk about this horse toy? I like this horse toy.
Was it the carousel one?
Yeah, it's the carousel collection.
I like like that, and the voiceover lady was very soothing.
Oh, it was some ASMR.
Imagine having your own special horse, one with a lovely colored mane, pretty flowers on its neck, and a beautiful saddle.
You got your moonlight, your snowflake, your wildflower.
Yeah. And the idea is you buy horses. Like, everybody loves horses. You know, come on. Horse girls are going to eat this up.
Yes.
And the horses have poles through them. And then there's a electronic carousel. You plug the horses into anywhere you want. And yeah, you make a working carousel with the horses.
I want that now.
It's kind of cool. Not going to lie. And then they follow that up with the Hot Wheels Service Center. Maybe the hottest toy of the 80s.
So good. Well,
I just think it's interesting that these carousel horses are made by Matchbox. Like, you just think of Matchbox as like, hey, boys, cars, blah, blah, blah. But, like, they were trying to branch out and do something different.
Yeah.
And it worked. Curious, worked for me.
Because, like, I've never heard of this. I wonder if they did have some success.
I don't know. I never, and I was, like, I was a horse girl, and I never heard of it.
Honestly, I bet you they cost way too much.
Yeah. But I mean, had a childless aunt.
But here's the thing, though, like you could give your niece like a horse, you know, $5-$10 or whatever, maybe a couple horses.
That's true.
But like at some point you got to buy that fucking carousel. That does not look cheap. That looks like fucking USS flag kind of money.
Yeah,
honestly.
I want it. I'm looking it up
right now. You can get all the horses for $55 on Etsy right now.
Can you get the carousel?
I want
the carousel.
Three ponies.
The carousel I'm seeing for $225 on eBay. Not quite USS flag money, but not nothing.
That's not cheap.
I want it.
Oh, but here's another one. $125.
I mean, how much does your husband love you, Eileen?
You know? We'll find out this Christmas.
Well, for the record, I am putting both of these links in the chat. Yay. So you can make your own decisions based on that.
I mean, I also have my own income.
That is not the sort of thing that you buy for yourself.
You would be surprised.
Oh, Robert Clark Chan. If this was for me, this is absolutely the sort of thing I would buy for myself.
Oh my God, this is so cute.
Oh boy.
It's great. It's great. Listen, I hope you and your carousel the best wishes, Eileen.
Thank you.
Eileen, get it now, because once this podcast drops,
it's going.
Everybody's going to be
Everyone's going to be too busy looking at my wedding video.
You know what, Eileen swoops in and takes the bid at the last second.
Yeah, they're gonna renew their vows just so she can put this on her registry.
Yes,
guaranteed. I did mention the Hot Wheels Service Center. That's an S tier toy.
Hold on, we got to talk about the Siskel.
We got to talk about the men
thing that comes first.
They sure did it this time. I love those noises. They're not noises, they're sounds.
The fuck?
What?
They're not noises, they're sounds. Fuck
that
you.
Kid.
It's just like, those are some pretty cool Star Wars dolls you have there. They're not dolls, they're action figures. They're not noises, they're sounds.
What's the problem? This all holds up to me.
I don't understand what that was supposed to be about. Like, the thing's called the Sounds Garage, okay, but, like, is anybody differentiating between noises and sounds?
Yeah, there's a difference, Chan.
One time, okay. I was at my friend's house, and I sneezed. I was a child. I sneezed, and I was like, oh, do you have a Kleenex?
Not obvious.
Ellie doesn't sneeze as an adult, obviously.
I said, I sneezed, and I was like, oh, do you have a Kleenex? And my friend's mom was like, we're a Puff's house. And that just,
what?
I don't know why that all this just made me think of that memory, but I had to share it.
Brand conscious over fucking nose wipes.
We're a Puff's house.
We're a Puff's house.
I'm trying to think if, like, maybe that was a joke. Like,
no, it was not, because I have always been able to identify a joke. I'm sorry, I had already started improv classes by that point.
I knew when a woman was being a C word.
That's outrageous. I am so mad at that mom right now.
Thank you.
I am going to get a shirt made that says, "We are a Puffs household."
Some coming merch. Next to
the Knowing Store. Yeah. All right. So next up, we got the next game company. We are toy company of Kenner, which to Ooh. Me means one thing, right?
Yeah.
Star Wars toys.
Yep. Dolls.
I assumed we were getting Star Wars toys.
No.
You don't
we got zero Star Wars toys in 1990.
Sell Star Wars toys on a goddamn cheap-ass video like this.
I guess people were done with Star Wars in 1990. How about that, everybody? No,
they just know that they exist. Like the fucking rocking horse. You don't have to pitch anybody on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, there's a rocking horse and a red wagon. Anyway, so... We start, though, not with Star Wars, but with the Play-Doh Diner. Still rocking in 2024, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Solid. Yeah.
It's not quite the spaghetti maker, which is the hottest Play-Doh toy you could ever own.
Oh, that was the best.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing with this is it's really cool. You can do all sorts of different stuff, but also, like, Jesus Christ, are you going to have a separate Play-Doh color for the ice cream?
Yes. And for
the hamburger.
Yes.
And not just the hamburger, but the fucking bun.
Yes.
And cheese and the lettuce and the tomato.
All of vision. Like,
not that this is guy. A lot. Play-Doh colors don't mix in my house.
Wow.
You gotta dig deep for this.
Yeah. My kid mixes, she just smushes the Play-Doh together, and it is upsetting. Oh. Yes. I get very mad. Internally, and I have to let her do it.
Yep.
My mom like would make us Play-Doh.
Wow. No wonder that woman tried to
like
put you down with the Puffs household shit. Like, look at this poor child.
It was a fun activity when dad's on a business trip. You make Play-Doh and she would make it pink and I'd be like, "Can we put glitter in it?" And she'd be like, "Yeah." And I'd be like, "Wow, anything's possible."
The world is my oyster.
Yeah.
I have nothing I want to add to that whatsoever.
My dog is clawing at the door into this office.
You can blame her. We're not far from midnight. This is very crazy. But we're getting towards the end, everybody. I can see this. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and it could be me dying.
It could be the sun rising.
It could be sunrise. I might need to leave soon to drive down into central LA, or the west side, as the kids would call it. Acclaim is a video game company I'm well aware of. We open up with them selling dual wireless controllers.
Oh.
Wireless controllers for your video game?
What?
Like, a decade went by, longer than a decade went by, and you still needed wires for your controllers.
I mean, Lord knows how much these cost in 1990.
Gotta be a ton. You gotta get two of them. It's a two-pack.
Yeah.
And what are they playing on it? Double Dragon 2, mother effer.
If you're gonna blow that kind of money.
Yeah. Look, Double Dragon came free with the Sega Master System, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to brag a little bit. I had a Sega Master System, not a Nintendo Entertainment System. And I loved the Sega Master System, still do. In fact, I bought one from a coworker at my previous place of employment in the retro game Slack channel. And I hope it works. It's been a year and I still haven't plugged it in. But I'm happy to have had it. I want to play some Double Dragon.
Fair enough.
I want that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. If I wasn't too busy playing hours after hours of Eternal Darkness Sanity's Requiem on the GameCube, I'd probably.
Oh.
I'd probably be playing it Double Dragon for the Sega Master System. Just rubbing it in now.
No.
Wow. I'm watching.
Let's go back to Robo T at 32 minutes even. He's got more to say.
Of course he does.
Yes.
What's that, Robo T?
I don't know. Can't explain. Looks a lot like a cool video game.
Well, where'd it come from?
It came back from the future.
That was a book. That was a book. They do a zoom. Her face looks banana pants. I do not know why they did that.
It's not back from the future. It's back to the future, and get it right, kid. I don't care what's in the script. Get it right.
Fuck you, kid. I'm running out of steam. Your dad is a fucking cuck.
Thank you. I'm running out of steam, and I don't have time for your bullshit.
I've had two beers,
and I don't want to worry about it anymore.
I was going to say that I ghost wrote for Robot T, but you just kept talking about your two beers.
Is that his full name, Robot T?
Robot T.
But you can call me Robo T.
I will be not calling you Robo T. I'll be calling you Robot T. And who's ready for quiz number 7? Oh, yeah, Nintendo Back to the Future parts 2 and 3 combined. I don't know. Who's ready for quiz number 7?
Oh, boy. This is,
Yeah.
Question number 7. The year 2001 will be the first year of what century? And I'm sure you will all look marvelous.
That is so niche. Oh, my God.
Taking the catchphrase.
Now, because that's a person. Wait, is that, what is that? Is that Ricardo Montalban? Am I crazy?
No!
Who is it?
100% crazy.
Because it's Billy Crystal doing an impression of somebody, but I never figured out who the impression was.
It's Billy Crystal's character.
Fernando.
Right, but isn't that an impression of Ricardo Montalban? Am I an insane person?
You are an insane person.
You're crazy.
Oh, no, I learned that got in my head wrong.
That was so sincere.
I'm learning something about myself because I've spent decades assuming he was doing a Montalban impression, but he's doing an impression of somebody. That's not an original character, is it?
It is in fact an impression of Fernando Llamas, the Argentinian actor.
Okay. There we go. Fair enough. But he's
Ricardo Montalban. He's not from Argentina.
Yeah.
Well, he still looks marvelous, just for the record.
But does he look marvelous?
Sadly, no.
Convolous.
Convolous. How dare you?
Wow.
Look, you have any fucking idea how late it is?
Oh, Chan, I keep staring at the clock. Trust me, I know. It's the 21st century moving forward. We got mini basketball.
Thank you, just in case people are like,
no,
I wonder
people
if
at
Ray
home need
knows
to know the answer. But there's somebody with a time machine ready to go back and win that scholarship.
$90 in bonds. This is going to pay big money someday.
Mini flip basketball. I love it. It's the dumbest thing ever. I'm into it. And we go from 90-second shootout to Teddy Ruxpin, another S-tier toy as far as I'm concerned.
I guess the pitch for it or the interstitial was like he's on a campaign or something.
He is running
swinging
to be president.
Into gear for the next campaign. That's right, Teddy Ruxpin.
And who's killing a rat in the background? What's happening there?
He's on an anchor with a swinging back and forth like a pendulum from a Edgar Allan Poe novel.
Why are they torturing Teddy Ruxpin?
He knows what he did.
He 100% does, and he'll tell you in front of a classroom full of kids.
See, that's a lovely story they added in of the kid who is shy and has trouble communicating. So he brings in Teddy Ruxpin because he's a rich kid too. And he puts him in front of the class for show and tell. And the kids are like, oh, this kid's cool.
Yeah.
I my heart was warmed.
I
don't have a heart.
If I had a heart, it would be warmed.
I didn't want to get the feels on this one, but just a teeny tiny bit I did. So
it's right there.
You both are suckers.
Eileen, there's a crazy thing when you start getting super old and have a kid, and then everything makes you upset.
I've already been upset all the time. That's why we had to take a break for me to take my medicine.
You know what? Okay, that holds up. That holds up.
Eileen been practicing. I'm not fighting. She got it on lock.
I'm not fighting the pharmacist on this one. we're back, you know, and the Chiron's for Bob. At this point, it just says, "Why bother?" Yeah, this he's out of ideas.
I like that.
Not a joke. It's just the writer being fucking. Oh, why bother?
Who's even made it to this point in the video? What are you doing, a podcast?
Dude, fucking six-year-old kids eating this shit up.
Next, yum, 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 yum.
For boppers, Disney dancers, Disney characters, and they sort of move around.
Sort of.
Little boppers.
They're kind of raising, they're raising the roof.
They're dancing like white people would.
Aww.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Goofy is very white. White coated. Look, he's a moron who tries every sport. He's a white guy.
It's a matter up for debate.
Yeah, there's a whole internet discourse that I don't have the liberty to talk about.
All right. Somebody start a poll. Is Goofy a coated white guy? I say yes.
Wow.
The world disagrees with me.
Well, I mean, what else is new?
Not that.
Hush. Move. Little baby.
Tonka. It's Tonka time. We have a crying baby doll called a Hush Little Baby. The one thing. Look, babies are just babies. If you don't know, if you haven't raised one, babies effing suck.
Mm-hmm.
Having a baby is terrible. Babies themselves occasionally give you a moment of joy, generally surrounded by the worst crap you're ever going to deal with, both literally and figuratively. Screaming babies are a trigger for me at this point. I have now raised three babies, and I don't want to raise a fourth. I have PTSD from babies.
Wow. I'm about to be an aunt.
We're not expecting any new maize babies in the future.
Hard no. But I'm about to be an aunt. My brother is expecting, and I will be the fun aunt that comes in town, and then I go bye.
You know what's nothing like raising a baby? Being a fun aunt.
No, that's why you want to be a fun aunt.
I get it. Trust me, I get it.
I thought I was going to be a fun uncle.
Ooh.
So, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what happened there, man.
You can be my fun uncle.
That sounds like a weirdly sexual proposition.
Yeah.
It's not. We'll just go to baseball games.
What do I get out of this transaction?
I'll buy you something. I don't know if you want beer, if you want like some Dippin' Dots or...
My niece is going to buy me a beer?
Yeah.
This makes sense.
Did you just invite him to take you to third base?
No.
It's getting late.
It is 11:30 nearly at this point. We are crashing.
We've descended into madness.
Look, I'm just saying, crying baby is not a thing you want in your life. Why would you want it as a toy? That is that is upsetting to me. That is not good.
Is a bad
time. 34:45. We are dangerously close to the end. I need some Robo tea in my life. Robert Clark Chan, put it in my veins.
Yes.
You better mind your manners. I'm kidding you not. And getting ready to play the girl talk spot.
Talk game is going to be there. A guarantee for knowing is half the podcast. I remember this ad. I want to play this game very badly.
It's a good game.
You've played it.
This has been on the tip of my tongue this whole night, but I was trying to figure out what Robo-T reminds me of. He reminds me of, have you ever seen the movie Teen Witch?
No.
No, well, but now I'm interested.
So there's like a rap scene in Teen Witch. It's very bad, very high, highly parodied and highly mean, but just like two white people rapping. And it just, he reminds me of that.
You know what? Fair enough.
And so somebody Teen at Witch, home. Teen Witch like uses her witch powers to like make the make her friend good at rap, but then she's they're like, oh, "Whoa, boy. You're so cool! You're so good at rapping."
Oh, that's boy. that's a tough gambit because then you have to actually be good at rapping. It was it was what sank Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, TV show about Saturday Night Live, but they had a hard time showing sketches because they were drama writers, not comedy writers. So all the sketches in the show were terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
For those who don't know.
And the comedy writers over at 30 Rock knew well enough to not.
No.
Like, we're going to make sketches and they're going to be deliberately shitty. So.
But they were funny, though. They were hilarious.
Their shitosity.
Oh, man. All right. There are so many things that are going on the Facebook wall. These episodes are going to be living in legend for a long time.
Get ready to watch some Teen Witch, y'all.
Oh, and my next note here after the Girl Talk game. Oh, we're playing this. We are playing this at game night. I am playing Girl Talk. I am ready to play some Girl Talk. I wanted to play Girl Talk as a kid, and I haven't been able to admit that until I was very old. Literally at this moment, I want to play Girl Talk, and I've always wanted to play Girl Talk. I've been fascinated. What is this game? What do you do in this game? But it was a girl game, and Ray couldn't play it because that's not how that era worked.
25 bucks on eBay.
How much is it?
$25.
Okay, look, this is guaranteed. This is a game. Girl Talk's got to be out there. Like, there's no big pieces to ship. We are playing Mall Madness Girl Game. I just realized what this turned into, which is Ray plays the girl games of his childhood and invites his friends to join him.
I can't wait.
It's going to be, this is going to be a hoot. Like, definitely let's do the thing. Getting towards the end, Crayola crayons, the art center. There's a giant purple crayon that the girl is freaking out about. Kind of weird.
The crayon is bullshit. The Crayola like art desks and caddies and shit. That's some pretty cool stuff.
Those are good shit. That was good shit.
Are we ready for the final quiz question of the day?
Yes.
Quiz question number 8. Pick up your pencils if you're not too puny and name the first astronaut to work out on the moon. I mean, walk on the moon.
Does it feel like he's trying really hard with that one? Like, he's got to, like, put a lot of effort into it?
He was like, I'm saving my best one for last.
He was doing fucking Hans and Franz.
Yeah.
He wasn't even doing, like, an actual Schwarzenegger, which is...
He ripped off two SNL sketches.
Yeah, this is it. He's just watching the reruns. Obviously, Neil Armstrong was the first astronaut on the moon. For those of you with the time machine, you may now send this in. You're ready.
Work out on the moon.
Work out on the moon.
Wow.
Okay, it's your turn, Eileen.
Work out on the moon.
I'll be honest, Eileen's got the best one of the three of us. That's upsetting as well. Y'all, that's it. The show is over.
Wow.
We do a minute and a half on the show just talking about how it's over, but not before at 36 minutes and 20 seconds in, Robo-T shows up to wrap it up.
Yes. It's almost time to go away, but just a reminder, before we do, there's lots of other things we have for you. A contest could take you to Disney World, or send you to a college with its flags unfurled, or even a great big shopping spree where the toys you want are absolutely free. So make your holiday wish list now, before we take our final bow. We all want you to please come back, but now, Mr. Director, fade to black.
They literally just dropped the beat on him.
Wow.
I just want you all to know you should watch this because that fade to black, which is, I mean, an iris wipe, is so sensual. And it focuses on this boy's hand. I'm like, what is happening here? This is creepy. Borderline creepy.
Yeah.
Gina,
put this on your list.
Gina, we're going to need to come back and do another two episodes with you on this. and that's it, everybody.
That is...
The children's, we made it. I just wrote here, I cannot believe I made it through this. It is an endurance test that does not get easier the longer you do it.
Yeah.
It's like the Hot Ones challenge. Keeps getting worse.
We spent 3.5 hours talking about it, and it was also a 40-minute endeavor. So we've spent over 4 hours of our lives
on this. Walking in the door, I was like, well, we'll bang this out. It'll be another like 20 minutes. We'll do an hour with Eileen. I'll be in bed by 9 o'clock. No. It is encroaching on midnight. I don't know what happened to my life. My family thinks I'm missing. They have not sent out a search party. That's not a
Your
good sign.
Family didn't even notice you were gone.
Yeah, they were like, we're happier than we've ever been.
I mean, that is often what happens, regretfully. I've made my choices. I have to live in them. That is Children's Palace, the two-part extravaganza, dear Lord.
Wow.
It's a bunch of toy commercials for 40 minutes that Robert Clark Chan. Gina, you dodged a bullet. I'll just put it out there. Gina, who famously always wants to go to bed early and get done with the show as quick as possible, would not have survived. This would have been her last episode of Knowing Is Half the Podcast. We've all dodged a bullet by making sure Eileen was the hostage this week.
It's fun. You know, I'm your stepmom. I just want everyone to have a good time.
the fun aunt.
I'm the fun stepmom. Aunt. I'm the stepmom and the fun aunt.
I'm the fun aunt, which is problematic in many cases.
More than a stepmom, do you think?
If you're the fun aunt and you turn into the stepmom, I'm just saying something happened.
Ooh, well, that's a real fun aunt. Scandal.
Yeah, that's the really fun aunt. Oh my God, Jan. We have absolutely nothing left. Eileen, do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh God. Just follow me. Twitter's no longer existent, but you can follow me on Instagram and Threads and TikTok.
Thank you.
@ Eileen Mary O'Connell. That's my name.
One of many names she goes by. She is much like the spy kid who can't act from the Children's Palace special.
It's
she
true.
Has many covert names that she goes by.
Can't act, but hella cute.
Not, I
firm disagree. Firm disagree. That kid can go to hell.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win. On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.